Good evening, folks. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Tonight, as we continue on in our 23rd year of broadcasting, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 897. Scott Levi Jones is an Americana singer-songwriter emerging from the hollers of Cheatham County with a craft honed in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. The songwriter's lyrical ability has been compared to that of John Prine and Steve Goodman, yet his music reflects the sound of folk rock influences such as The Band and Little Feat. His hard-headed refusal to play in cover bands has resulted in years of refining an energetic original show. Appearing on marquee signs as Scott Levi Jones and the Holy Cow, the band's touring has expanded throughout the USA. Welcome, Scott Levi Jones, to Red Barn Radio.
We'll be right back. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Scott Levi Jones, the blue-collar poet who is our guest this evening, was born in South Jersey and, as he says, was baptized by the local nuclear plant in Salem County. The singer's rural hometown of Alloway was ripe with influential characters whom supported the songster as he began to branch out in the tri-state area. Scott spent his early 20s working construction while performing in honky-tonks and dive bars all across the South. Jones committed to Nashville in 2017 when he scraped together the rent for a single wide on the outskirts of town. Today he resides in a small cabin as a full-time musician and writer. Scott joins us tonight with his band, The Holy Cow. That's Caleb Hudson on bass and vocals, Omri Skop on guitar, and Noah Tank on drums. Welcome back, Scott Levi Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the one they're calling insane. These little white pills and padded walls sure make it look that way. Why would I tell you different if I ain't got nothing to lose? There's two sides to every story when you're humming on Nut House Blues.
Great to have you with us here on Red Barn Radio tonight. Our guest is Scott Levi Jones.
Thank you very much. Scott. We're stoked to be here. So.
Well, good. I don't have much opportunity to speak with folks who come from New Jersey. You don't still consider New Jersey your home. I know you live in Nashville now.
It's funny. Over the past couple years, Nashville has felt like home more and more. And it's to the point now where it does feel like home. When I go away, I get to missing it, you know.
Huh.
And my wife's from Hawaii, so we go to Hawaii pretty frequently. One of the most magical places on earth, but I still miss Tennessee now. So
yeah. What is it that's made Nashville feel so much like home for you?
Just the people. I've gotten really close with a lot of friends, and I finally bought a house, so I got a little cabin down there. And renting and owning are two different things, you know. Once you finally get your own place and you can do whatever you want, and when things go awry, it's on you and you got to fix them. But it, I don't know, there's something about it that just makes it feel like your place, you know.
You're a guy who's handy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're able to have a little problem with your gutter or some kind of a water problem in your basement or something going on with your roof, and you can get up there and just do it.
And I always fix it right away. You could ask my wife, and she'll tell you. I'm so quick at fixing things.
Are you lying right now?
Yeah.
Is that?
I actually got the gutters laying on the ground right now. So.
You do? No, you got to do the gutters. That's the most important piece.
Yeah, I know.
And oh, babe, don't worry. I swear I'll do the best I can. God must be real. He worked miracles on your body. But I'm glad that he did. Yes, I'm glad that he did. Take it slow. And don't you know how lucky I am? Lucky I am. And oh, babe, don't worry. I swear I'll do the best I can. God must be real, putting me in your priority. Don't you know how lucky I am? How lucky I am. And no babe, what can it be? You and me together. Don't you know how lucky I am?
Well, it was funny. I mean, that's what I was excited to buy a house because I've spent a lot of years doing every different kind of trade, pretty much every trade besides plumbing. Then I bought a cabin, and man, cabins are so different than every other type of house, you know. Just nothing square on them when they settle. There was a door that had to be replaced, and it had to be chainsawed out and that kind of thing. There are a lot of maintenance, but also, especially during the winter, it's just so worth it, you know.
Yeah. You got a fireplace in there?
Fireplace, yeah. Stone fireplace, yeah. Which is really cool.
And oh, babe, don't worry. I swear I'll do the best I can. God must be real. He worked miracles on your body. But I'm glad that he did. Yes, I'm glad that he did. So take it slow. And don't you know how lucky I am? Lucky I am. God must be real, putting me in your priorities. But I'm glad that he did. Yes, I'm glad that he did. And take it slow. And don't you know how lucky I am? How lucky I am.
Why don't you tell us the story of where you grew up in New Jersey, in Alloway, right?
South Jersey, and it is South Jersey, but people also call it South Jersey because it's very similar to the South in a lot of ways. It's very rural. You know, right closer to the bay than the ocean side, really close to the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Philly was the closest city. We didn't run up to Philly very much. Yeah, just kind of like a, you know, small town, typical. My father worked at DuPont, and my mom was a house cleaner. So. Ice water in her left hand, sweet tea is there in her right. Serving breakfast all day, supper late in the night. Just a bit overweight, she cleans up just fine. Nobody said that it'd be easy working at the fish pie. So I moved to Nashville when I was 21, and I started a band near the end of high school. We played around a little bit. We played in Philly a little bit. At that point, I thought I was ready, which I wasn't.
What were you known for?
We did original music, yeah, and we played like winery gigs, you know, mostly my original tunes. We started out as a cover band, obviously, but that didn't last very long. I think by the time I graduated high school or that summer, I was kind of already tired of playing cover tunes.
Were you covering acoustic stuff?
It was a full band, a four-piece band, and we were doing, you know, classic rock stuff and, you know, just kind of the typical...
You mean like Eagles, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Steve Miller Band,
okay. Yeah,
you know,
sure.
That kind of thing. We came up through like an open mic kind of, and kind of an older crowd at the winery, so we were kind of playing to please them a little bit. And they all supported us. They still do, so I got to get home and play some more shows.
Yeah.
Boy, it's nice to see Mississippi. We outran Tennessee rain. The road will do just fine. Some guitars and some friends of mine. No one will notice that I'm gone. And oh, all that I want, all that I need, an ear to bend, a heart that bleeds, a crowd to play, a
place to sleep. But I waste my precious time writing hooks and writing lines, but at least I'm free. I've been swinging on a hammer. I've been disappointing her. It's nice to get away, sing some songs that never played. So Nashville calls us home.
With more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. We'll be right back.
A crowd to play, a place to sleep. But I waste my precious time writing hooks and writing lines, but at least I'm free.
Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio, Scott Levi Jones. He's here with the Holy Cow, Caleb Hudson on bass, Omri Skop on guitar, and Noah Tank on drums. Of the songs you've played tonight, what might be one song that you would like people to go back to and check out the lyrics?
You know, I really like Nut House Blues. The version we played tonight's a little more upbeat, but the one we have out is definitely very slow and more sad and moody. But also, How Lucky I Am, I've really enjoyed writing. Some songs that are personal, but I don't have a ton. You know, a lot of songwriters, I feel like everything they do is very personal. I only have a handful of stuff that's personal. When a Man Falls is one of those songs as well that's personal. Sometimes that's how you get writer's block. If you're only trying to write from inside, you don't always have something to give. I've kind of noticed that if I can look at characters and other things around me, it can kind of keep me from getting in that writer's block. So that's like Catfish Queen or songs like that I kind of take from other people. And I use that for inspiration. But I would say as far as the personal songs go, How Lucky I Am, When a Man Falls, and Nut House Blues.
Yeah.
Down and out, been away from it all. Took a step back, I didn't know that I'd fall. There's nothing like writing a song
just to turn around and play for a while. Oh, I can't really care what's going on outside, cause I'm too broken in here. Oh, I guess I call it a day. Now between a rock and a hard place, my head's just above water, and I never made it farther than a trailer out in Cottontown. Till the grass gets green, baby, you can find me in my heavy yard holding it down. Cause when a man falls, does he make a sound? Cause when a man falls and nobody's around, what was I thinking when I set out alone? Nobody calls you when you don't have a phone. I spent December staring up at the sun. God made me settle, what have I done? Oh, I can't really care what's going on outside, and I'm too broken in here. Oh, I guess I call it a day. Now between a rock and a hard place, my head's just above water, and I never made it farther than a trailer out in Cottontown. Till the grass gets green, baby, you can find me in my heavy yard holding it down. Cause when a man falls, does he make a sound? Cause when a man falls and nobody's around, when a man falls, this is how it sounds.
Let's go back to Freebird while we're talking about sort of the pitfalls of songwriting and, you know, when you can get that writer's block. And it sounds like you're doing some really good things to sort of continue your professional growth, spending time with other people who do this.
Well, another thing I love about Nashville is I have friends that keep me honest. I have very good songwriters as friends. They call me out on things, and I call them out on things. And then I also have great musicians around me, like these guys.
Yeah. All right, well, I want to call you out on something, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
Live. What pet store could a person go to that would sell ducks and geese? I've never seen that before.
That was like one of the few negative comments that song had gotten. Someone's like, where's he at? I was like, I don't know. Tractor Supply sells them. Yeah. The bird with the broken wing. I think people can relate to that. Well, I went to the pet store to buy a feathered friend. Had the clerk show me my options of all and what they had. Now there were parakeets, ducks and geese, but I saw one way in the back. And I said, sir, what about her? He just looked and laughed. This one's a free bird, she's only got one wing, and it seems that at the dark star is about the only time she sings. Can't charge a lot, found in the parking lot, abused and left out in the rain. This one's a free bird, just buy her a cage. So I took her home and threw away that cage. I guess she can't go far. I hope she wants to stay. And every night it's like she could fly. Her song soars with the moon and the sky. And I'll just smile, listen for a while by the windowsill. Now she's a free bird, she doesn't need both wings. And it seems that at the dark star that
must hear people say, that's a really clever turn of a phrase, because really you've got one in just about every tune.
Yeah, like word plays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely like really drawn to that when I first moved to town, trying to be clever and slick and stuff. But I think as I get older, I've appreciated more songwriters that sing songs like they would talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm falling more in love with the simplicity as I get a little older, hopefully.
Have you in your life been known as a guy who's kind of funny or cynical or sarcastic?
Definitely, or? Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, we've been getting more of the reputation as kind of like the funny band that breaks up kind of the comic relief, you know?
Yeah.
But I hope that our music's good, too. I do feel like it's honest, so that's good.
So Prine, a big influence, I assume. People write reference him. How do you like that when people say, oh, sir?
Yeah, well, you know, I love Prine. Prine is
obviously,
you know, incredible songwriter. You know, I used to always kind of complain because there was a lot of songwriters that I felt like were Prine's level but didn't get the recognition.
Yeah.
I was always a really big Jim Croce fan. Other writers like that, and obviously, you know, people love him, but like, especially in Nashville, like everybody's talking about Prine. And then I feel like there's all these guys that nobody talks about. So I used to kind of moan and groan about it. I put out Freebird and everyone's commenting, welcome back, John Prine. And I'm like, oh, that's what I get, you know? That's what I get.
Tiptoe through the hallway, babe. And even though I'm awake, I work like a dog each day to put some food on your plate. And I'm not the man I was. Now my body it aches. And you run around just like don't a valve break. Now, ooh, honey, where you been? Now, ooh, you spent your love on him. I sit in my chair each night as you fix a meal. You don't have no words for me. I don't know what is real. Remember when our love was young and full of fire. Love was just a blast, your desire. But it's all gone. You tell me what's wrong. Now, on him.
Caleb, it sounds like you guys have known each other for a long time.
Caleb's been the longest consistent guy I've had alongside me.
Yeah.
And really has helped me, you know, just kind of branch out and take things to the next level. Why don't you talk some, Caleb?
Caleb.
Good. Yeah, yeah. We met doing this kind of variety show in Printer's Alley in Nashville, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Basically, and yeah. We'd play together here and there, and then when he put a band together, I was one of the people that got the call, and I was pumped, man, because, you know, I used to, in Mississippi, I had my own band and basically managed and did all the booking. So, like, when I finally had somebody, you know, I felt like I could do that with, I just exploded with, let's go play gigs, you know, so, yeah, that was awesome.
You've taken on that work for these guys.
For a long time, and then Scott quit his day job, and then I was like, finally, I get a little break. So, so Scott does like 75% of the booking now, and I still do a little, and, you know, we're just, you know, DIY and everything, and, you know, fully independent and hustling.
Caleb keeps a lot of stuff straight, though. I mean, we call each other almost every day, and he's like, man, did you check this, or do you gotta probably should do that? And I'm like, oh, I probably... And I'm so tired that I can't sleep. I got a heavy heart, my love's just too weak. But now you're gone, and in every song we used to sing, now I just speak. I wish that I could buy your time. I'd go broke, and that'd be fine, 'cause I miss you. If love is patient, love is kind, how did you become so blind to miss you? If love is patient, love is kind, how did you become so blind to miss you? We got Omri Skop over here, who is from Israel originally. He's been all over. He's played some incredible stages. just very blessed to be with him. And he's kind of like the drill sergeant of the group. I mean, we're just all fun and games, and Omri's like, hey, we got, come on. Maybe we should practice, you know?
I heard him before the program bossing our sound guy around.
Yep, he'll do that. He'll do
it
that.
Like he was...
Yeah, we were in a vintage store earlier, and he was trying out just about everything they had. Everyone, he said, well, it ain't perfect, and put it back.
He was saying that even about the perfect ones, right?
Yeah.
It ain't perfect.
And then on drums, we got Noah Tank from Iowa. And Noah have known each other forever. I mean, he was one of my first buddies in town when I moved here. For whatever reason, it took years before we started playing music together. But Noah's played on some big stages, too, and he does the Broadway hustle. So he's full-time and finally started getting together and making music. Marsha Graves was never one for daylight. Stay inside just to hide from the sunshine. Marsha prays that you fall asleep here some night. Never wake in a coffin case that draws a small line. Marsha Graves, stop holding it in, Marsha Graves. I'll be your friend, Marsha Graves. Stop holding it in, Marsha Graves. Town and didn't know a soul. That's when I met Marsha on a barroom stool. She was down from a lifetime of pain. I won't forget the night she told me her name. Marsha in a picture frame, a funeral alone down on cemetery lane. Her prayers are answered as I fell in love. Yeah, I found Marsha in a puddle of light.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people, thousands in fact, to thank for our broadcast. Four of them are up on the stage. That's Caleb Hudson on bass, Omri Skop playing that tasty guitar, and Noah Tank playing them tasty drums. And then their fearless leader, Scott Levi Jones. These are our guests this evening on Red Barn Radio. Now to the thousands to thank. It's all of you who are listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and future programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the program, let's bring back these guys to play some more music. How about it, Holy Cow?
Thank you very much for having us. This is going to be our last tune. It's called Wrong Guy, and here it is. Coming over, mama, I've been waiting for you. It seems for a long, long time. It's been a long time. Maybe we could get together if you'd rather, 'cause I'm better, hon. I'm afraid you got yourself the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. And I don't really care too much, but I've been caring a lot more since your touch have been long gone. And I can't think of any past love. It's only you, and you're the one I want. I feel it so strong. What you think about me coming over, mama? I've been waiting for you. It seems for a long, long time. Because I'm better, hon. I'm afraid you got yourself the wrong guy. Got the wrong guy. We'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South. And sharing this music with the world.